This is an interview with Mr. Samuel Melvin Coutts, the director of the Coutts Gallery for the Archives of American Art. The interviewer is John D. Morse. The time, date is March 2nd, 1960. And the place is the office of Mr. Coutts at 655 Madison in New York City. Now, Mr. Coutts, we want to talk chiefly, I think, about your part in this modern movement of abstract expressionism. But first, let's talk about you. Your first book came out in 1930, I believe.
Actually, no. I wrote it in 27, and I think it was published in 28.
In 28, yes. That was Modern Painting in America.
Yeah, Modern American Painting.
Modern American Painting. Mm. And may I ask, how did you first get interested in modern painting?
I was at the University of Virginia actually studying law, which I finished in 21. And my weekends normally were spent in either running to Washington or to New York. Coming to New York, I got acquainted with what was going on in the Stieglitz Gallery and the Daniel Gallery, which at that time were the forerunners of our present modern galleries.
What year was this again?
This was in 1919, 1920, 1921. At that time, I became acquainted with Marin Demuth, Preston Dickinson, Hartley Weber, Peter Bloom, others of the members, Kuniyoshi, people like that, who were at that time the most progressive, I would put it, of the Americans. Entirely different from what American artists are doing today, but as I say, at that time, easily in the forefront.
Mm-hmm. And between then and the time of your next book, what were your interests?
Well, primarily I wrote a great deal on painting and photography for various magazines and newspapers, occasionally for the Times. The interest was really a sustained one. And when I wrote my last book in 1943, I think it was published in 44. I'm
43,
not sure.
I believe, sir.
43.
This was New Frontiers.
Yeah, New Frontiers in American Painting. Actually, the book preceded the very movement in which I am currently interested. In 43, nothing had been exhibited at the time of the book's publication, before the book's publication, that would indicate the current trend of abstract expressionism in America. I should say that out of the writing of that book and the fact that I was doing at that time something which was not too congenial, the doing of advertising campaigns for large motion pictures, in other words, giving them a theme for the particular.
This was what you personally were engaged in.
That's what I was doing. So that when these new men appeared on the scene and I didn't have anything that was interesting me too much, I felt the intelligent thing to do was to open the gallery and sponsor exactly what I felt was the future of American painting.
That then was the succession. The book sort of paved the way. Well, I, of course, took another look at it yesterday to see, to refresh my own memory, and I'm happy to say and put in the record here that you were very prophetic in 43 when you pointed out, as you recall, that abstraction and expressionism were the two main currents that have come since Cézanne, and here now today we have abstract expressionism. When did that name actually first receive currency?
There was a curious question of the name of the movement. There were many names attempted to be applied. Motherwell always insisted, for instance, on the School of New York as the proper name for the movement. Other people just called it abstract, and then other people began to say it had an expressionist tinge, and we tried in 1949 to give it some definition by calling it the intrasubjectives, and curiously that name stuck for several years.
The intrasubjectives, that of course was the title of the